This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Relationships in life can be insanely complicated. When you think you know someone, when you think you know what a relationship is made of and what it can withstand and what you can do with it and what where it can take you, it can all just, you know, completely have the script flipped on you. And sometimes you can have a relationship with someone where just, you know, you're kind of friendly, you're, you know, good, but maybe not super close. And then something, some event draws you together and completely changes that bond, one you thought you'd never have. But what happens when that occurs after one of those people in that two-person situation are dead? What happens when the dead return to the living acquaintance with a deeply personal message, one that you would expect to be given to someone far closer than that from the living? That's what happens in our next story. Take a listen. I feel lost and like I need help. I don't know what's going on. Before I get to my experience, I'll tell you about the person that came to me in spirit form. The guy that came to me was a guy I knew for a long time, but never was very close. His name was Prem. I first met him when I moved to the same elementary school and we were in the same class. My opinion of him was that he was a hard ass and he thought highly of himself. Half of the time, I seriously wanted to kick him badly. At school, we were always in competition, do well in studies. I think we both exhausted all the teachers that we got, and I think they just wanted to get rid of us. It seemed that we could never escape each other. As I started making friends at school, we ended up in the same group of friends. The ultimate shock was to find out that both of our fathers were best friends since childhood in Sri Lanka. Prem and I went to the same elementary and secondary schools before going our separate ways to university. Since he went to different universities and doing different programs, I didn't see much of him, rarely actually. It was December, and I just finished writing one of my exams and had returned home when my mom told me that Prem had killed himself by jumping in front of an oncoming subway train. Like, you gotta be kidding me. I didn't believe my mom until I saw the body. The funeral. Even more unbelievable was the reason why he killed himself. He killed himself because some girl turned him down. I was like, that's impossible. Because although we butted heads often, I knew him not to be the type of person to do such a thing. Although many of our friends were in disbelief, they eventually came to accept the fact that Prem killed himself over a girl. That is, except me and another friend, Roger. Although we moved on with our lives, Roger and I knew in the back of our hearts and minds that Prem wouldn't kill himself. There was no indication of that. Prem would have at least told Roger if he was experiencing anything, let alone girl problems. I know a lot of people are going to say that people tend to keep problems like this to themselves, rarely speak out. I know this is a social worker who did psychology as a minor and experienced with this in many of the cases that I dealt with. But during and even afterwards, if family members and friends think about it, they'll find that there was that smallest indication that something was wrong. But Prem, there was nothing. The day he killed himself, he'd gone with Roger to Eaton Center to buy a new pair of shoes for himself for a party and another pair for his older brother because his birthday was coming up. Prem and Roger got on the subway to go home, and when they got to Kennedy Station in Scarborough, they went their separate ways with the intention of meeting up later that night for a party at a friend's house, which I was also going to attend, and this would be one of the rare times I would have seen him. He didn't make it to the party. Nobody made it to the party because a couple hours later, most found out Prem had died. Roger said that Prem was happy. He was excited to go to the party because he didn't see some of the friends in a while. Police said that when they found the body, there was no wallet or anything to indicate who he was, except for the schoolwork he had in his bag. They later found his wallet in the dumpster at the university he went to. Many people said that he must have thrown the wallet in the dumpster before killing himself. To this day, Roger and I keep telling people that there are too many holes in that story. First, if Prem didn't want the police finding out who he was, I'd throw out just his wallet, not his school bag with school papers and books with his name on it. Secondly, he still had the two shoes with him when he died, with a receipt showing that he paid with his credit card, another piece of ID that could have easily been traced back to him. Third, Roger and Prem were already back in Scarborough when Prem killed himself. Roger had left by that time. Roger said that he met Prem at the university before going to the Eaton Center, and that he had Prem had his wallet on him because he used the credit card to buy the shoes. The credit card that was used at the store was found in the wallet when the police found it. The only theory is that Prem doubled back to school, threw his wallet in the dumpster, then came back to the Kennedy station and killed himself. Or a person who was not in a straight mind because some girl left him could not have joked around with his friend, go shopping for shoes for a party later in the night, let alone come up with the idea to double back to throw away his identity before coming back to kill himself. He couldn't have simply thought that far ahead. I've been rambling about this, and I apologize. It's been more than 10 years to the day now since he died, and although, like many others, I have accepted that he's gone, I still can't get it out of my head that he would kill himself for some stupid girl. This is where my experience comes in. Like I mentioned above, Prem died 10 years ago. I started seeing him in my dreams. As many of you now know, although I experience spirits and anything related to paranormal directly and with my five senses, a majority of my experiences came to me during my dreams, when I was either in a deep sleep or in the state between being awake and falling asleep. When Prem appeared to me, I was in that state of just dozing off. I'd just come from work with a migraine and really exhausted from the case I was working on. I just started working my social worker position with the city again a couple of months back. My mom had just cooked dinner, so I told her to get a plate ready for me and that I'll wash up, say my prayers, and come down. As I walked into the house, it felt like I just walked into a bubble where your ears are popping. I had a feeling that I was going to experience something, but was too exhausted to care. When I went to my room to dump my stuff before I went to take a shower, I felt like there was a breeze in my room, like what you feel on a warm spring day. By now, I knew I was going to experience something, but didn't know what. And at that point, I didn't care because I was too exhausted, and my only thought was to eat and then sleep. But seriously, was thinking that it wasn't a good idea since I knew something was going to happen. By the time I finished my routine and went to bed, I was out like a baby. Migraine meds kind of helped, and I didn't even think about the clues that was going to experience something. At this point, I'd like to mention that when Prem came to me, I wasn't thinking about him and didn't remember that the day was the 10th anniversary of his death. I don't know how long I was asleep when Prem came to me. He had that annoying grin on his face that I still wanted to slap off. Being Prem, he had to get a joke in about me. I still remember he said something like, "I see that you're still trying to be an angel by helping the wounded and lost." I just growled at him and told him to shut up and that he didn't deserve to talk like that because he hurt a lot of people when he killed himself for a stupid girl. He became sad at that moment. He told me that his death was untimely and shouldn't have happened. But it did, and there was nothing anybody can do about it now. I just growled at him and told him that Roger was really hurt by the fact that he didn't see that you were hurt, and more hurt that you didn't come to him for help. Prem smiled again and told me that there was no girl, that his death was an accident that couldn't have been avoided, even if he wanted to, but now he was at peace and had forgiven everybody. At this point in time, I knew his death wasn't a suicide. I growled at him. I don't know why, but Prem is one of the rare people who could make me growl at them. I then told him that he could go stuff his peace where the sun doesn't shine, because a lot of people were hurt when he passed away, especially his family and his father. Prem had one older brother and two older sisters and his parents. I told Prem how his father was weak after his death, although Prem's father had some health issues, in particular some kidney problems. He was strong and a happy man because he was happy that his youngest child was going to make it out of university and have a career. Prem's older siblings, although smart and had good grades, they either didn't go to university or college or quit before they finished and treated their parents badly. Prem was the only one close to his parents and a pillar to his father. I'm sorry to say this, but Prem's parents really lost it when he died. Prem's father became weak because of his kidney problems, and his mother really went into depression at the thought of losing her baby. They closed themselves off from family and friends. Since her older children were all on their own, they sold their townhouse and moved into a senior home. It was sad to see their lives go downhill like that. Anyway, I told Prem as much as I knew and how I thought of low life and idiot it is to leave his parents like that. Prem grew sad again and told me that he knew his parents were hurt, but it was time to go and nothing could be changed. I told him how I knew that could be changed about a person's death. Because you're born, you're bound to die, but you could have given your parents closure by letting them know what happened to you. He just smiled at me and told me that life doesn't work that way. And soon they'll find out what happened to him when his father comes to him. I was shocked to hear this and asked Prem if his father was in pain. He told me that he was, that he'll be with him in a few more days and in peace. Although I really felt bad for Prem's father, I didn't understand what I was going to do. Prem must have read my mind or something, because before I could talk, he told me that although we butted heads, his parents always thought of me as one of their own. His father's wish was that one day we would marry. I had to laugh at that. Not because Prem's parents thought of me as one of their own, but because his father wanted us to get married, which I knew wasn't going to happen ever. Also, the reason why he came to me was because he wanted me to comfort his mother when his father came with him. Prem also told me a few other things that he wanted me to tell his mom. And then he was gone. I woke up with a start to my mom shaking me. She told me that it was 6 a.m. and that the alarm was going on. And why wasn't I waking up? I groaned, got into my migraine, still being there. Since I had a few meetings to go to and needed to drive, I couldn't take my migraine meds, so I ended up taking some aspirin before going to work. Anyway, I got up and told my mom what had happened and asked her to see if she could find out Prem's parents where they were staying so I could go and see them. Mom told me that she'll try, but if a person is going to die, they're going to die. She wasn't trying to be mean, but she was warning because I tend to care about people too often and I end up getting hurt. She also mentioned that she was thinking about Prem's father for some time and was wondering how he was doing. Since his first visit, I didn't see Prem, but I did feel him around me. With the 20th and 21st left before I started my holiday vacation, 2 weeks to spend 1 week my family here and to spend 1 week in Calgary with my cousin and family, I also experienced something there, which I'll share at another time. I put Prem's visit at the back of my mind and totally forgot my request to my mom to set up a meeting with his parents. 2 days later, Saturday, December 22nd, and 2 days after Prem came to me, I was wrapping some final presents with my cousins from Santa for nieces and nephews Christmas Day. My mom got a call. My aunt is my dad's older sister, that Prem's dad had died because of kidney failure. I would have cut myself with the scissors in my hands if my cousin didn't take it away from me. I was shaking that bad. Apparently, I had also gone pale, and my other cousin and his wife looked worried for me and asked what was wrong. Although my cousin also knew Prem and his family, they didn't know what happened about the dream about Prem. Knowing what my oldest cousin thought about the paranormal, I still told them what happened. My cousin, the one who took the scissors away from me, told me to calm down, asked me if it was okay. She's a believer in the paranormal and experienced minor incidents. And her boyfriend, Ram, who was also at my house, is a strong empath, stronger than me, and a sensitive, and had a weird, strong experience. And he believed me instantly. In fact, Ram told me that although he couldn't see the spirit, someone was there at a low frequency level, and it felt like the spirit didn't want to see him. I smiled, told him that it was Prem, but I felt him since the day before yesterday and today. He was at a low frequency. Ram had mentioned this when he came into the house with my cousins, and I wanted to ask my mom when she got back from shopping with my brother and sister, and I totally forgot when she got back. My other cousin, Ramesh, and wife are both doctors. Ramesh is a man of science and a hardcore skeptic of the paranormal. Although also a doctor and believes in science, Ramesh's wife, Nala, is a woman of reason. If provided with proof, she will believe it. Unfortunately, both didn't believe me. I realized then that the reason why I didn't feel Prem as strong as before was because he was finally with his father, but was hanging out to check if I was there for his mother. Typical. I already hated going to funerals because it's such a sad time. But also having the feeling that you're going to meet someone from the other side. But to go during the holiday season is worse, especially when the funeral was on Christmas Eve. Although when Prem was alive, we were at each other's necks trying to outdo each other. I couldn't deny the request to help his mother when it was time to pick up his father. After the funeral service, my family ended by going to Prem's mother's residence. I ended pulling Prem's mother aside and started telling her what Prem said, even though I knew what the outcome was going to be, a crying fest. In the end, everyone started crying when they found out what happened. Although I was close with Prem's older brother and the younger of his older sisters, for the life of me, I seriously don't know why his older sister doesn't like me. She started yelling at me for making her mother and everyone cry. Her mother yelled at her for showing disrespect towards me, because she was crying knowing that her husband was not in pain anymore and her son is watching over her and will be there. That night, I felt Prem and his father. They came to me when I was about to fall asleep to thank me for passing on the message. I told them that it was my duty if I could help others with my gift. Sometimes a curse, if you ask me. I also told Prem's father that I was happy to see him look like his old self again. At the funeral, I was totally shocked to see him. His illness, both physical and emotional, made him almost unrecognizable. When he was healthy, he looked like a handsome actor. But before I could ask any more questions, they left. I know I have a gift that I could use to help others. I've done that in the past without question because I've seen the answer clear as day. As to why, and sometimes other reasons later, but in this case, why me? I know I've known Prem and his family since childhood, but except for his parents, I was never really close with him. In fact, we were always on the opposite end of the spectrum with everything in life. And he had much closer friends than me. The only thought was that his parents were close to me when I was younger. But two things seem wrong with that reasoning. Prem's father didn't pass away when Prem came to me. Although Prem's parents were close to me when I was younger, in recent years, like many family members and friends, I had lost contact with them. I often wonder if it was just my sensitivity and light. Of all the people in his circle, he knew I could be the only one to deliver the message.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Want a commercial-free experience of the show with access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories? Sign up at Apple Podcasts right now and try it for 3 days free. Ghostpodcast.com or Patreon.com/Real Ghost Stories.